We talked about PI3 kinase inhibitors and relapse disease. Can you talk about other options that we have new data on that are considerations and even old options that you consider, radioimmune therapy, for example? But I'm particularly interested in about R-squared. We were talking about it before upfront, but also, patient, for example, lots of patients like your patient begin on bendamustine rituximab. This patient went on the trial of alpelisib, but another option might have been R-squared at that point. So can you talk about some of the other options out there in relapsed follicular lymphoma and how you sort of sort through them?
So there are clearly now more and more options to manage patients with follicular lymphoma coming from rituximab alone, coming for obinutuzumab that can be combined with bendamustine in relapsing patients and has shown to be also efficacious in patients that were resistant to rituximab. And recently, there have been also some studies comparing R-squared to R alone in those patients in the relapse setting. The preliminary data with R-squared clearly indicates that this is a very efficient regimen in patients that had failed prior therapy. And there are a couple of studies which have been performed now and are going to be presented for some next meetings, which indicate that the response rate is high. There is about 60% to 80% of patients that respond to R-squared, relapse refractory patients. The CR rate range from 30% to 50%, depending on the studies. And there is a good benefit. So we have participated to a couple of studies, either with R-square or with a little variation, which was lenalidomide and obinutuzumab. I'm not sure right now there is a difference. There might be a tendency, but there were no clearly head-to-head comparison of R-square versus obinutuzumab lenalidomide. But clearly, my personal impression is that in the relapse setting, it's a regimen that is well-tolerated. Like in the first-line setting, it's not very different. And those patients usually have already experienced immunochemotherapy and they are quite pleased to experience something else. And that's also a good side regarding the tolerability of R-square. Patients respond well and some response are maintained. There are some indications by communications in different meetings that the efficacy is a little bit lower in patients that have refractory disease compared to those that have only relapsed disease, refractory being defined as a rapid relapse after the next treatment, but still some efficacy also in these patients. There is clearly also an indication that patients with early failures after our chemo, patients for whom we know that the outcome can be dismal, can be well managed with R-square and that the results are roughly identical to that of patients treated much later. So I think that given the current knowledge about this regimen and what will be published probably in the next few months or years, this will become as a main options for patients that will fail immunochemotherapy. There are other options besides PI3 kinase that are under development. There are antibody drug conjugates that can be considered for some patients. Radioimmunotherapy is not necessarily at the peak of use, but has been used and has been efficacious, and there are some new agents being developed. There is one particular agent that is on development, which is called tazemetostat, which is an inhibitor of EZH2, which appear to have a very high rate and response in patients that have mutated follicular lymphoma in the EZH2 gene. There was some side effect, but it's quite an efficient agent in this setting, and it's an oral agent very well tolerated.
You mentioned something about an antibody drug conjugate. Which one?
First of all, there have been some studies with polatuzumab, which is the anti-CD79 antibodies. There is no way to bring it rapidly on the market for follicular, but I think the different trials with antibody drug conjugate have shown some efficacy. These are options to be considered in clinical trials because these are efficacious drugs for our patients.